Sky Bailey recording, and it's June 7th, 1977, and you are
Oklahoma, Lake County, Florida.
And could you tell me a little bit about what you do, Mr. What's your occupation and so forth?
I run a little corner grocery store.
How have you run that store?
About 12 years.
What else have you done?
Farm before I run the store, and immediately before I run it. Before that, I've done a little bit of everything, not much of nothing.
You tell me the mix that you farm. Can you tell me about your farming? What all did you do on the... Can you tell me about the work you did?
Well, the main crop that I grew was watermelon, but I did have some cows and grew some corn. I've done, as far as work's concerned, I've done some of all of it.
Oh. You mentioned that you were growing watermelons. You grow different varieties of watermelons, or?
Yes. When I first started growing, we were growing the Tom Watson watermelon. And then we switched to Cannonball, which was a round green melon, and then to the Charleston Gray, which is a small gray melon. But I've tried several different varieties while I was farming. Anything the experiment station come up with thought was good, I'd try.
Were you born and raised here?
That's right.
How long has your family been in the area?
Well, my father was from South Carolina and my mother was from Tennessee. They moved down to Florida after they got married. They probably come to Florida about, I'd say about 1908.
And how old are you, Mr.
65.
And you mentioned your father came in about 1908. What did he do here?
Well, he was a farmer. Basically, done other things. Of course, he didn't come to Oklahoma in 1980. In fact, when they first come to Florida, they come to Sanford and then went to Linden. And then probably they moved to West Florida and then finally wound up in Oklahoma. About, I don't know, sister right older than I am was born here. And she was born in 1909 and 1910. They may have come to Florida all about 6 or 7. I don't really know.
Anyway, you had people down here pretty good while in most of the century. You mentioned that your father farmed. Can you tell me about some of the things he raised and some of the things that...
Well, he grew watermelons and tomatoes and beans and produce like that. That's about all you can grow in this area. They used to, up until they started farming on the lake, down at Lake Okeechobee, they were a lot smarter vegetables grown in this area. And they had sent them by express on the train, whether it was 2 or 3 bushels of carload they had a train carried. Of course, it wasn't ever a carload of vegetable ship from here, but from Center Hill, 9 miles from here, they loaded a lot of carloads of express, going stuff on the express.